Welcome to another edition of Overtime. This one brought to you by PG Key. Go ahead and check it out, pgkey.com. And we're here with Joe Pankratz. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us. Of course, we're going to talk a lot about your career in the Prior Lake Lakers. And, once again, I know we got a busy schedule, especially now, so thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Pete.
You bet. Let's jump right in. The Bloomington Jefferson Jaguars, you were a member of a storied franchise, if you will. Great team. Tell us what it was like growing up in Bloomington Jefferson in the area you did and playing in the 90s like that on that team.
Well, back in the day, Jefferson program, it was obviously we had a lot of teams here that were good from top to bottom, youth all the way up to high school. And I guess kind of expectations as a kid growing up, you saw the teams at the high school level being successful, and I think that probably helped push us at the youth level because you're seeing a lot of success and a lot of wins coming from the high school program, and it kind of drove the kids to, I guess, push themselves and kind of you have that expectation of winning from the time you start skating at the youth level. And the high school coaches and the youth coaches that we had there were phenomenal. They did a good job with all the guys, and we had, I guess, lucky for everybody, there were a lot of kids that, you know, that had talent and really pushed themselves, and it was something that the kids in the Jefferson program had. You know, hockey was a passion for them, big time passion, and I guess a lot of that you could see at the parks in Bloomington back in the day when they were packed with kids, and it was, you know, varsity kids. I still remember skating with some of the older guys, Saturnall and Tom Peterson, and a bunch of the good guys that were in the high school program, Tony Bianchi. They'd be down at the park skating with the younger guys. We were squirts and peewees, and it was kind of a mix of all the guys, and I think that probably helped to build the program and really keep everybody on the same page. But it was a pretty special program to be a part of, and lots of good memories from Jefferson playing hockey there.
You know, it's interesting you talk about the park work, and I was going to follow up with a question before you even brought that up. It just seemed from my perspective, from watching game after game, that your teams skated so much better than everybody else. Would you attribute that to the hours at the park?
You know, I would. I think skating, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, kids that maybe have a natural ability. You know, they're good skaters to start with, and they just keep improving at it. But the park definitely helps with that. I mean, we were down at the park all the time. Whether it was game days, we go down there for a little skate, a little shinny game, or off days or practice days. Kids were at the park all the time, so I think it definitely helped. And not to make everybody sound old talking about the good old days at the park, but I think it's something that can definitely benefit kids, and I think it benefited us at the Jefferson program growing up. But I also think on top of skating, it helps with so many different areas of the game. Just playing 8-on-8, 9-on-9, you got to find your way through traffic in small areas. And I know myself out here in Prior Lake, the coaches and I, we talk about it all the time, how to get kids back at the park. And I think it's harder nowadays with technology and video games and everything else that's going on, and everything seems so structured. But I think the park is a great way to, the number one thing I think is to build passion for the game. Kids, you love it. You know, to this day, I'll still strap on the skis with some buddies and go to the park and play, and I think we enjoy that more than the kids do, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, as we age, obviously, you know, you look over your shoulder, and the thing I think that everybody forgets about is just the banter and the camaraderie. It's like taking the locker room to the ice in a low-pressure situation where you can get after it. I mean, it's immeasurable, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, hockey nowadays, there's a lot of, the helicopter parent, whatever, looking over the kids' shoulders, and the park was just it's a great spot to go down there. Parents drop you off, or in my case, I lived right by a park. You just walk right down there. You see the lights shining on the rink at night, and you head down there to skate, and it's a no-pressure situation where you can go down there, you can make as many mistakes as you want, screw up, you know, figure out what you need to do better, and it wasn't practice at all. It was just it's going down there, having fun, and just learning basic skills and improving on them. But just the number one thing for me is just the passion it builds in players. And I know the guys that we grew up with, from, you know, the guys that I played with from sports all the way up, we all had a serious passion for the game. And for most of the guys, that passion is still there. You know, it's It's just you love being around the game of hockey, and I think the park definitely helped with that. It really gives you a passion for the game.
You know, you were one of the quickest guys with just such deft hands. They were just terrific back in your day. I remember, you know, if you had any bit of open ice, it was pretty much lights out. And, you know, Lauren Nelson did an outstanding article on you in the MN Hockey Hub, the encyclopedia was what we're calling it. You can obviously get it online. I think it's a great book. But your article is the headliner straight out of it, and you know that you ended up leaving early, I believe, to go play for the Omaha Lancers in the 92-93 season. How comfortable were you talking about that and how that whole process worked with Lauren?
Well, I guess you know, that was 18 years ago now, and my thoughts and feelings at the time are obviously a lot different as a 16-year-old than they are now. You know, the game has stayed the same, but the pressures on kids have definitely increased quite a bit, and I know that's something that I went through quite a bit. You know, after my sophomore year, we won the state title there at Jefferson, and then I had quite a bit of pressure to look at other options there. And one of the guys who, Mike Gensel, I think a lot of people know Gens, he was the Vulcans coach, and he moved down to Omaha, and he started talking to myself and actually one other guy on the Jefferson team about taking a look at going to play in the USHL after sophomore years there. And I know 16-year-olds make some good decisions, make some bad decisions, and at the time I thought it was the best thing to do. There's no doubt that the USHL game was a step up from high school hockey, night in and night out.
Mm-hmm.
Those older guys, and it's a faster game, but things worked out differently for different people. Obviously, for me, I didn't reach my ultimate goal that I thought was attainable at the time, but and I think there are a lot of factors that go into that. For some kids, it works out. For some kids, it doesn't. You know, one of my teammates, and I guess something that maybe changed my opinion on whether you need to leave early or not, Mike Crowley. Most people in Minnesota know Crowley, and we grew up playing basically every team together, whether it was winter, summer, USA hockey teams and things like that. He's a guy that stayed, through high school, ended up, winning 3 state championships, so junior and senior year, and went to the U of M and All-American, and obviously a heck of a hockey player. And he accomplished all that by staying in high school, and you see some kids nowadays, like a Nick Letty, who stayed through his high school career, played, his senior year, won a state championship, and I just think there's, if a kid's got the talent and has the motivation and the pieces fall in place for him, high school hockey it's phenomenal. I mean, the talent level, day in, day out, the USHL is a better league. It's older guys and it's all skilled guys, but for a lot, especially a lot of the top high school teams, their schedules, the conference schedules and their non-conference schedules, the competition for them is great there. The USHL is a great league that can be there for guys that, graduate from high school with the ability to play, but it's not something that, in my opinion, and I know there are a lot of different opinions out there for many different reasons, it's not something that you really need to reach your ultimate goal, whether that's playing Division I hockey or, getting drafted in the NHL and playing in the NHL eventually. But, from my side of it, it was... there's a lot of pressure when you got your 16-year-old kid, and you've got guys recruiting you and telling you this and that. And most of those guys are very upfront and honest, but there's also sides to that where leaving high school early and going to the USHL, there's some downsides to it also. If you stay in high school, you're obviously if you're one of the top players on the team, you're playing in all different situations. And I know there are certain guys that leave high school early, and they don't realize that the USHL is big business and it's cutthroat, and either perform or you're not going to be playing in the situations that you probably would be playing in high school. For me, going to the USHL was good. I played at our Omaha team was very good. We won the league title and playoffs and stuff that year, and Getz was a phenomenal coach, just an absolutely great coach. I learned a ton from him. And I was lucky enough to be able to, play in all the situations that I would have in high school, PK and power play and stuff like that. So it was good for me. But looking back on it 18 years later, I guess the the idea of staying in high school through the senior year and sharing those memories and those times with the guys would have been nice to have. And it's just it's a tough decision to make for a 16-year-old for sure.
No doubt. And you know, you touched on a part in that of your answer or your feelings there very clearly. What I have felt all along is that I don't disagree that it's night in, night out, not a better league. It clearly is. It's older, it's stronger, it's faster and whatnot. I just think it looks to me like it's a great spot for a guy to go once. You know, I always fall on Herb Brooks' terms, master your level before you move to the next one. And I think one way to do that is to become a Mr. Hockey, win a state title, participate in those pressure situations before 18,000 fans or whatever it is. I mean, not every kid gets to, but I think you stand a better chance at the next level to do that, to get to the next level. You know, I think sometimes with the hovercrafts that you talked about a little bit earlier, it's a little bit easier to try to speed up the process. But, you know, we're not baking cakes is what I say. These are people.
It's very true. Unfortunately, and I think, you know, it's been well documented in the paper, internet, everywhere else, Everything has seemed to be sped up now. From NHL taking guys earlier, college taking guys earlier, you know, signing, you know, guys when they're younger, you know, to scholarships, and it's just everything. The whole process is sped up. You know, even from the high school hockey scene now to where it was 15, 16 years ago, there weren't many ninth graders playing high school hockey 15, 16 years ago, unless they weren't, you know, Bantam eligible and they aged out of Bantam as a ninth grader.
Or Mike Crowley.
Yeah, you know, when we had Crowley and Joey Bianchi, both those guys had aged out, so they played as ninth graders. It's kind of, you know, people lose that perspective a little bit. And my feeling on it is, you know, with everything being sped up, you know, for not to change subjects here a little bit, but as a high school coach now, ninth graders, my feeling is that those guys should stay down at the Bantam level. If they're, you know, and there are a lot of variables in here. If they're in a good program, they've, you know, got good competition, being able to get that power play time, all that special team time that they may not get in high school as a ninth grader, it's a good situation. You can be the man. You can be the guy that you're relied on, as opposed to possibly getting pulled up as a ninth grader at high school and not playing in those situations. I think that Bantam year can be pretty beneficial to guys.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what? We're going to come right back out of a break and pick that up, that topic. And then I want to get into your squad as well as the South Suburban. So, Joe, we'll just sit tight here. Period number one comes to an end, and we're on to period number two right after this on the Overtime Radio Network.